This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. After the release of the House version of the Farm Bill 2 weeks ago, eyes in Washington, D.C. turned towards the Senate chamber, anticipating the framework of the Senate's version of the bill. How close is Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Stabenow to releasing a framework of the bill, and what differences can be expected in the Senate's version? We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley next.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 gallons of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
United States Senator, Republican from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, says that while he has not thoroughly studied the House Farm Bill, it was a step in the right direction to see the bill pass through the House Ag Committee.
I think it's the only good news that we have on the Farm Bill that it got out of committee. Whether it'll come up on the floor of the House is going to be up to the House Rules Committee and the Speaker, so I can't predict that.
Grassley says that whether the bill will come up on the floor of the House will be up to the House Rules Committee and the Speaker. He says that Iowa Republican Congressman Randy Feenstra and Zach Nunn were heavily involved in creating the House legislation.
I probably should have asked that question because twice this week I was with Feenstra, but I didn't bother to have that discussion with him because it was in larger groups and not really just agriculture-oriented. But I did speak about how Feenstra got 10 amendments in this bill, and that's pretty heavy lifting for a sophomore congressman, but he was very successful at it. And then I know Nunn had some input in it as well.
Grassley says that despite the positive progress in the House, he thinks there is still a large divide between the sides in the Senate.
I think that is not going to have any impact on what's going on in the Senate, and the problems in the Senate are the same as you've heard me talk about before.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, visit iowaagnet.com. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.